Jared Gomes here with you, and we have the awesome Eagles tribute show coming up at the Mighty Peace Golf Club, so I brought someone in to chat about it.
Well, my name is Marty Jones, and I'm the bass player for the upcoming Eagles tribute show that's coming to the Peace River Golf Club. My partner Aaron Solomon and I are really looking forward to it, and we'll see you all then.
What can people kind of expect from the show?
Well, anyone who's listened to radio since 1970 will be familiar with the songs we're going to play, but it's a whole pile of Eagles tunes laid one after another, and it amazes me every time. I've done it a lot, and I still get emotional about some of these, even playing them for the millionth time. So I really hope people who like this music come down for the experience, because it is quite moving at times and quite exciting at times. And just great music. Come on up.
Yeah, I love all the passion you have for it. Are there any stories you have? You said you've been doing this for a while.
Well, I've been a musician for a long time. I was generally a bass player most of my career, but I can sub in on a few other things. And my partner, Aaron, is a multi-instrumentalist as well. He's our guitar player for this tour. He's really quite good, better than me on guitar. But I'm at home on bass. We'll be doing, he sings like a bird, and I can keep up with him, so we're going to try and bring these things as authentically as we can. And I think people will get the vapors on some of this stuff.
Are there any performance horror stories you've had out there on the road?
Oh, never the show. Rarely the show. Well, occasionally the show. Something might go wrong. A crowd sometimes just doesn't feel like they're into it. Sometimes you're not the reason they're there, so you're just a bit of an accessory in the room. These can be a long night. Some of the travel stories, airports, I'm facing that soon, but luckily I've got a guitar out there. I don't have to bring one with me. A real nightmare, I can tell you. I do an annual trip to play in Mexico, and I can't get a bass down there. There's nothing to rent. Even though most of the ones we find up in the stores here are made in Mexico.
Oh.
Many of them. You can't buy one in Mexico. So I have to try and bring one down, and the airlines are always a party.
Nice. And
other than that, I really enjoy this life. Everywhere we go, we show up. People go, all right, the band's here. So they throw food at us, whatever we want, and we get to sing our brains out all night. Move on to the next one.
And how did you kind of get into the whole Eagles thing in particular? Because you said you've been doing music for a while now.
Well, I have. I was in a band in the 80s that had record deals, and we were doing the whole touring thing, opening for people. We didn't become a household name, so I won't bother with the history of it. But I got a real good look at the process. And I like playing. It's not the industry I like. I like the feeling of playing the instrument, whether there's five people or 5,000. Doesn't bother me. It's all the same. And so I kept doing it. I'm good enough to do studio. So is Aaron, my partner. He and I have done a lot of records. We have a record called, an artist called Solomon Jones, which is Aaron Solomon and Marty Jones. We have a song that we recorded last year, Restless Heart, I believe it's called. And the Eagles thing came along. I had just finished my last big recording group situation, and I was floating around Toronto with nothing to do, and a fellow called me that I was aware of, and we became best of friends. But he was putting out an Eagles tribute. It was a new thing then. It wasn't new, but it was not as common as it is now, or essential. You can't really get a gig if you're not a... Never mind all that. He asked me to come in and do it, and I fell in love with the music. If you get a bunch of guys who really want to do it right, anybody can play these songs on a, well, not all of them, but there's plenty of easy ones. But you have to play them like they're hard and catch all the nuance.
Mm.
Really is the difference between a good night and a great night. That's what it's like being a musician. It's never the same way twice, even though it's the same, but it's not. Never. The same.
And if you want to buy tickets for this awesome show, you can do so by giving them a call at 780-332-2012 or 780-332-GOLF. Cocktails will be at 6, dinner at 7, and the show at 8.